Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Alright, we got the news yesterday and we saw it received a lot of publicity, perhaps more than it should have. But let's ask the expert around that. Guillain-Barré syndrome yesterday was given as the cause or the reason or the link between the Johnson & Johnson vaccination and somebody who passed away. How serious a problem is this and what is this? Professor Shabir Ahmadi, vaccinologist at the University of Witwatersrand. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, obviously, this type of thing is always going to be big news. Give us some context here.
So, Guillain-Barré syndrome, what it actually refers to is generalized weakness of the muscles. It starts off in the lower limbs and then can sort of ascend and eventually affect a person's ability to breathe. And that is when it really becomes a serious problem. Mm-hmm. The majority of individuals that develop Guillain-Barré syndrome would recover. But just to emphasize that it's not only vaccines that causes Guillain-Barré syndrome, even any other viral infection, respiratory or gastrointestinal viral infection has been associated with this particular syndrome. What has happened, unfortunately, in this particular instance is that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is known to increase the risk of Guillain-Barré. And that is in the region of about 4 to 8 cases for every 1 million doses of vaccine that have been administered. And of those individuals that do develop the syndrome, as I mentioned, 4 out of 5 of them would recover. But unfortunately, it can be fatal, which was the case in this particular instance. Mm. It is something that has been observed specifically with Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but not so for the Pfizer vaccine, as an example.
So in terms of concern around this, so, you know, the numbers that you mentioned are particularly low. The risk being almost non-existent, really. But does that mean that if people are considering a booster, that they should go the Pfizer route rather than Johnson & Johnson?
Look, at the end of the day, to be vaccinated is much better than not to be vaccinated, and particularly if you are at high risk of developing severe illness, more so. If you do have the choice, many countries such as the United States, as an example, no longer uses the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because they've got other options. In South Africa, we do have other options. In absence of options, then you would take what is available to you. So right now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but certainly if you do have that concern, then you might want to elect to use the Pfizer vaccine rather.
Mm. Are there certain people that are more vulnerable to Guillain-Barré than others?
Well, individuals that have had Guillain-Barré previously, and that is extremely, extremely uncommon. 1 out of every 100,000 people might develop GBS each year. Certainly, you're not wanting them to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. There might be some genetic predisposition, but we're not too clear about that part of it either. So short answer is it's difficult to tell who exactly might develop this complication.
In most cases, you mentioned that in your intro, in most cases, Guillain-Barré is not life-threatening or to this extent. Give us some sense of how people in the majority would suffer.
So, like I said, usually about, as an example, in the United States, in June of last year, they had reported about 140 cases of Guillain-Barré. Out of those 140 cases, there was one individual that had died. So it really depends on the type of healthcare services you've got available as well. Because if you do run into difficulty with breathing, as an example, if you are able to be supported with your breathing, as an example, being in an ICU, then you would recover. But if you're unable to be supported with higher level of care, and you develop this breathing complications, and unfortunately, you might end up succumbing. But again, it's roughly about 15 to 20% of people in South Africa that develop generalized Guillain-Barré syndrome that might not survive. So 1 out of every 5.
Right. Just to be clear, and before we let you go, I just want to reiterate something you said earlier, is that it is still more important to be vaccinated than not to be even given this type of small risk.
Absolutely. The benefit-risk ratio is clearly still very much in favor of vaccination and probably will remain so. Like I said, it's really unfortunate that this particular occurrence took place. But at the end of the day, there's about 20 million people that have been vaccinated in South Africa alone. And there's this one case, a fatal case, that's now been attributed to vaccination.
That's where we leave it. It is 7:23. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. That was Professor Shabir Mahdi. He's a vaccinologist at the University of Witwatersrand, talking to us about Guillain-Barré syndrome and what causes it. Also making it very clear that it is still, even with this one case, it is still more important to be vaccinated than not to be. If you are concerned about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, then rather go for the Pfizer, but still make sure that you are vaccinated.